Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh my goodness. Palinati 3.5, the Hitman and Carline. I'm just really, really wound tight this morning. Carla says that I need to relax.
You need to relax. You're going to give yourself, like, I don't know, just calm down.
Okay. And the reality of the situation is I'm not that wound tight, but I am somewhat concerned because we have a fundamental issue here. And I'm surprised that my partner and co-host seems to be okay with the activities that are being engaged with by a stepmom with her stepson. Carla, would you please explain?
Yes, because you're way too extra right now. So we get an email from this concerned mom. By the way, we posted on Facebook, Power 935. Please voice your opinion if you can't call in today. But this upset mom just found out her 20-year-old son, aka an adult, he's been posting these quote-unquote scantily clad pictures all over Instagram looking like, she says, a male stripper. Completely suggestive and disgusting. These are her words, okay? She says, tons of skin, lots of Speedo thongs, butt shots, oiled up skin, piercings, collars. It's disgusting, she says. I thought that my son may have hired a photographer, but it turns out he tagged his stepmom on Instagram, giving her photo credit. Like, hey, shout out to, you know, so-and-so, which is a stepmom. And then the stepmom even clicked the heart. Like, she liked the picture, essentially saying how much she loved the pics. And the mom is like, something's wrong here. Why is my son's stepmom doing these kind of pictures of my boy? I don't even know if my ex-husband knows. Blah, blah, blah. And then she ends it with, by the way, she's 15 years younger than my ex and closer to my son's age, if anything, what should I do? And I'm like, first of all, that right there shows me kind of some low blows. Like, she's feeling a little type of way towards the stepmom. A little petty, maybe some jealousy. Maybe she feels left out.
And he's 20. You're trying to add extra to
it. He's 20.
You don't know how she feels about this woman. I mean, sounds like she has a little bit more fun than...
The mom's about as round tight as you. Let's just say that. You guys would have a dandy old time.
I'm not really round tight. I'm just really a little bit aghast that the stepmother would be taking these pictures of her stepson. That she would be, okay, get the camera, come on, let's go.
She could have a background in photography. Maybe she has that eye for butt cheeks. Who knows?
Yeah, she's got an eye, all right. 869-1093, what do you think this morning? Am I being a little bit too wound too tight this morning?
I think you kind of are, because
that
young man is 20 years old, 20. And if she really is worried about her 20-year-old little baby, maybe she should have him home and feed him bottles and... Let him do what she wants him to do, because that is a grown man.
Put a
and
bib
if he
on
has
him.
A problem with it, put a bib on him, pop a in his mouth, do all of the above. Because that is a grown man.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's all there is to it. It's a grown man. The mom's just mad because she feels left out.
Fine.
And she had to find out on Instagram. Yep, being petty.
Let the baby move back home and sleep in mommy's bed so he can get breastfed in the middle of the night.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Have a good day.
Thank you. I am just, oh my.
I thought she kept going back to nursing.
I know. Hey, please turn your radio down. We want to make sure we hear everything that you have to say. That's okay. Am I being too wound tight on this deal? Help me out.
This one, I kind of agree with both of you guys, but I kind of put it on the sun. Me, myself, I am an adult, and I have taken some, I did a dedication for Black History Month, so I'm half nude, and my child is half nude. And what I did is I told my, I'm covered, but I am. And they are on Facebook. But I told my family, you know, hey, I'm going to take these pictures, so they knew in advance, you know, okay.
Yeah, but okay, point of information, please. Your stepdad did not take the pictures, did he?
No, he did not.
That is irrelevant.
That is irrelevant.
See?
But I do, I mean, I would be... like I said, I'm on both sides this morning because if I was to wake up and see my child and found out, but, you know, she could have some animosity against the stepmom, too, and so just nitpicking at her.
Mm-hmm.
And I would call and say, hey, I don't appreciate you taking these pictures, but just because she likes them or loves them, that don't mean she likes the boy.
Okay.
You know, they're all just right. Nice pictures.
All right, thank you. Hey, by the way, how many likes did you get on your pictures?
I got a lot of likes.
Thank you for calling, okay?
You're welcome.
Oh, my God. Really? Is this the thing now, kids, putting the nudies or half-nude pictures on the air? Oh,
the nudies?
Oh, my God.
Stop.
Oh, my God.
The nudies.
6910-93.
God.
Calm down. It's Power 93.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.